The Halakha Chafetz Chaim. He was so holy, the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim. We're talking about the Pasuk. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. Oiv lomim yomim lirais toiv. Netzor l'shoin cha meira. Utsafasecha medaber mirma. Sur meira v'asei toiv. Bakei sholom v'radafeyo. Says the Chafetz Chaim, near the end of Perek Gimel, the Hagoyin Rebbe Raphael Zitzal, he brings down from Goyin Rebbe Raphael, he was a Goyin that was before, obviously before the times of the Chafetz Chaim, from Vilna, I think. B'sifroi Merapel Lashon, he also wrote a sefer about Shmira Salashon. B'sifroi Merapel Lashon, he brings and I don't know if it's famous to you, but a famous thing from the Chayvus Halavavos, very scary thing. Bir esa pasuk hazeh, he explained this pasuk of Mia Esha Chafetz Chaim, gam kein betuv tam vedas. He also said really good pshat in this pasuk. V'hu lefi masha kasev b'sefer Chayvus Halavavos, he explained this pasuk according to what it says in Chayvus Halavavos, Pishar Hakniya, in the Shar of Kniya. V'zel Shainai, this is the Lashon of I don't know if this is the Lashon of well, it's first going to be Chayvus Halavavos. V'zel Shainai, Harbe B'nei Adam, Yavo L'Yoyim HaCheshbon, there will be many people who Acher Meyer Ve'esrim are going to come up to Shemayim, and there's going to be those scales like they have in the comic books, right? And they're going to start Ukashemarim Lahem Maseim, and when they start showing you your deeds, Yimsu B'sefer Schuyoysam, they're going to see written in the good deed book Schuyay Shalo Asoysam, good things they never did. Oh, you walked the old man across the street. I never walked an old man across the street. You gave that kitty cat some milk. I never gave no kitty cat no milk. And you're going to have all these good deeds. V'yaymru, and you're going to be in Shemayim, and you're going to be like, this is not a good time to lie. And so you're going to say, Lo asinu, I didn't do this. I didn't do those good deeds. V'yamr lehem. And they will say to you, Asu et asher diber bechem v'siper b'genuschem. You're right. But the people that spoke about you and spoke badly about you, they did these good things. They did these good things. And they go over to you. V'kein, and so too, k'sheyachstru m'sefer shchuyos, Hamasaper Bigunusam. Some people, when these people get up there, the people that talk Lashon Hara, they're gonna be like, Yivakshu be'esahi. They're gonna be like, hey, where's my davening? And where's my learning? Where's the old lady? Where's the old lady that I walked across the street? Where is she? Where are all those mitzvahs? V'yomer lehem, and they're gonna say to those. They're going to say to those people, Avdu mikem, you lost these mitzvahs, be'esha debartem be'ploini y'ploini. When you spoke badly about this guy and that guy, your good deeds went cha-ching into their piggy bank. You did a transfer. You did a money transfer, except not in money, in real money, in your mitzvahs. Whoa. Some people are going to get upstairs and be like, I didn't do that bad thing. I don't know what's a bad thing, but I mean, whatever. I didn't do that. I didn't look at that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that bad thing, right? Like a kid that got caught. I didn't do it. He did it, right? So I didn't do it. They're going to say to them, Ya'imer Lam, Shemayim's going to tell that person, noisvu aleichem, it was added onto you, ba'avur ploni o ploni, because of so-and-so, shedibartem bam, that you spoke badly about. Ad kan l'shoinai, ad kan the lashon of the chorbas alavavos, v'chein kosvu sharei svarim hakadoshim. So this is the Chofetz Chaim, and Chofetz HaLevavos is not the only one. It's not just the Chiddush of the Chofetz HaLevavos. This is something which is brought down in other Svarim HaKadoshim, which is an unbelievable, crazy thing, that when someone speaks badly about you, you get their mitzvahs, and when you and they get your averas, and when you speak bad about someone, then you lose your mitzvahs and get their averas. That is, we'll see exactly, a little bit, even though that needs explanation, you know, what's the mida k'negin mida exactly? What's the lumdis of, you know, but that is the klal of the Chofetz HaLevavos, and says the Chofetz Chaim, other Svarim HaKadoshim. So now the Chofetz Chaim goes back, that Rabbi Raphael wants to explain the pasuk of Mia Isha Chofetz Chaim, according, read this pasuk now with this new understanding of the craziness of what happens when you speak Lashon Hara, you can lose your mitzvahs. So he says like this, V'im kein hadavar, if this is true, which it is, now that we, better translation would be, now that we know this, now that this is true, mishem mutba chas v'shalom b'mida arazois, someone that is totally mutba, he's like lashon teva, he's so used to, he's entrenched, he's so stuck in this bad mida of lashon hara, laharik al chaveroi, is constantly speaking bad about people. Nothing's gonna help him. No wisdom, no advice is gonna help this person. This guy's gonna work his whole life. He's gonna be a mitzvah chaper. He's gonna chap a mitzvah here, chap a mitzvah there. He's going to be the biggest masmid in yeshiva, learn tons of Torah. It's not going to help him. He's going to start collecting all these Torah and these mitzvahs a week, 2 weeks. He starts collecting all these mitzvahs that he guys collecting. He's got this big mound of mitzvahs. He's got this unbelievable eternal wealth. Then he's going to talk bad about someone. And all of his mitzvahs go over to his friend. And then he's going to take back that person's averas. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, so then he's constantly going to lose his Torah and his mitzvahs. Anyone that's just tuning in now, the Chofetz Chaim just brought from the Chofetz HaLevavos and other Svarim HaKadoshim a mind-blowing concept that when you speak Lashon Hara, your mitzvahs and your Torah and your good deeds get transferred over to the person you're speaking about, and you receive in return all of his averas. So therefore, a person who is constantly doing Torah and mitzvahs and so on and so forth, then what's the point? You might as well, you know, okay, I put this on pause for a second. You might as well go to town, you know? What's the point if you're going to speak Lashon Hara? You're going to get, you know, you're going to get all the averas anyways.
So then why wouldn't the opposite also be true, that you don't have to work at all in your life and just hope someone speaks Lashon Hara about you toward the end?
True. So we'll see in a second. It's true. Theoretically, if you want to bank on that. Now, I want to say one thing over here. L'chaira, this is all before tshuva. So even though it doesn't speak it out, l'chaira, this only holds true until the speaker does tshuva. Once a person does tshuva, it's like it never happened. L'chaira, everything reverts back to what it was. But it's true. Theoretically, a person will come to Shemayim, and it could be that he did nothing his entire life, but he made sure that he got a few really big people to speak Lashon Hara about him. Cha-ching! But we'll see in the next paragraph. It's not all or nothing. It's not like every time you speak, you lose all your mitzvahs. We'll see. There's a line over here in the Chafetz Chaim. But he says, so then again, a person's going to start working and getting all his Torah and mitzvahs, chodshayim or shnayim, a month or two, this eternal wealth. Then he'll speak bad about another person, and boom. And this will continue until the day of his death, chas v'shalom. Kloloi shel davar. Here the Chafetz Chaim makes a summary of what he just said. Ha'adum hazeh, this person who constantly speaks Lashon Hara, olul hu, it is likely, sheyetzei min ha'olam, he's going to leave this world naki min ha'chasav, totally clean from all of his possessions. Hainu, what are really our possessions? Ha'kinyanim ha'nitzchim, shel Torah mitzvahs. The real kinyanim isn't the cars and the money. The real kinyanim that a person takes with him is the Torah and the mitzvahs. There's actually a vort that the Gemara says when you stand up, is you have to stand up for a zakein. It's different man to amrim in the Gemara, but what's zakein? It's going on someone who's a chacham, because zakein is zekana chachma. Okay. Zakein is really made up of Zekana. And the Gemara says Zekana Chachma. So the Bali Musar asks, Zakein just means Zekana. Who says Zekana Chachma? Maybe Zekana Rolls Royce. Zekana, I don't know, something. So they say this vort, a real Kenyan, something that you take with you, that's Netzach, is not Zekana. When the Gemara, if the Torah says Zakein is Zekana, it's Pashit Zekana Chachma. That one that learned Torah and did mitzvahs, that's Zekana. So now, so he says, so maybe, a person, yes.
Needs to be like a Torah or any Chachma.
No. L'chaira, who cares? L'chaira, even though it says Chachma over there, L'chaira means Chachma Satayra, but maybe Ayin Mefarshim, but Pashup Shah is talking about Chachma Satayra, because I don't see any Toeles in other chachmas. Again, a person needs to make a parnasa. That's also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to support your family. It's a mitzvah. So, but the chachma itself is not a mitzvah. Making money to support your family is a mitzvah. The chachma be'etzem, only Torah be'etzem, the chachma is something that on its own is worthwhile. Other chachmas, it's not be'etzem on its own is worthwhile. Fine. So you're going to go, this person is very likely to be empty of any real kinyanim. And he's going to have all these huge, terrible averas. Minim, show him all different types. Of all different types of people. You spoke Lashar about that guy and that guy and that guy. That guy, a guy in Switzerland, guy in Mexico, little guy over here, little bit of Muncie. A little bit of Brooklyn, a little bit of Toronto. You mingled with everybody. You just spoke about everyone. Okay? So here he says an important line. Shalokach mikol echad. He takes from every single one of them. Lefi eruch habizoyun v'haklima. According to the quality, but according to the amount, he embarrassed that person and shamed him. So here he says an important line. Here he says that there's madregas. The more or the worse the Lashon Hara is, it seems the more you lose and the more averas you get from that person. The bezoyon and the shame, meaning avada, there's madregas, you know, totally bad mouthing someone, you know, and messing up his shaduchim and his parnasa, and really, now that's the worst. A lashon hara is usur, even if there's going to be no bad effects, even if nothing bad happens to the person, nothing bad will come out. I just want to say one thing to the guy sitting next to me in shul about the chazan. This chazan is so slow and he has a bad voice. Nothing bad. He's not going to lose any shaduchim. He's not going to lose any money. He wasn't going to be a chazan in the great synagogue, you know. And even if he would be, this guy is not on the, you know, on the, you know, whatever, the judge list of who gets to daven there. He's not on the committee. The committee, that's a good American word. He's not on the committee for the great synagogue. No bad's going to come out of that. Still, okay, committee. Thank you, Yehuda. That is still usher. But avada, there are madregas. There's madregas. So now he says a beautiful. So now Rabbi Raphael, this going that the Chofetz Chaim is bringing, the Mela comes back to this pasuk. Mia isha Chofetz Chaim oyev yom and liras toim nitzol ha'jerukh meira tzaka b'daber meira sur meira v'yasei toim. And he says like this, Al Kain, once we understand this, his zero is sonu Dovra Melech al Vashalom. Dovra Melech is warning us in this pasuk. Tchilas Hakol, what does he say? Netzor Lashoincha Meira Usafasecha Medabir Mirma. First he tells you, Netzor Lashoincha Meira Usafasecha Medabir Mirma. What's the next part of the pasuk? Sur Meira V'asei Toiv. Don't do Averis and do mitzvahs. Why? Only once you're a person who's guarding his lashon, so then once you're doing good things, only once you're netzor lashon chamera, it's worthwhile to tell you then you should start doing good things. But if you're not in the Tzor L'Shoyn Chameira and you're constantly bad-mouthing people, so why should I bother telling you do good things? It's very likely that you're just going to lose it all. So you want a good eitzah of a prerequisite of the Tzor L'Shoyn of Asei Toiv is the Tzor L'Shoyn Chameira. That is an incredible Chafetz Chaim. That is an incredible Chafetz Chaim with a mind-blowing chiddush from the Chovos HaLevavos, which I can't say I've been through the Sefer so many times, but from what I remember, this is not brought in the first chalakim of the Chafetz Chaim. This is something only the Chafetz Chaim brings in this chelik of Shmiras HaLashon, which is that a person could, again, the big chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim is that a person who speaks lashon hara about someone could theoretically, it depends on how bad the lashon hara is, it's madregas, could lose his good deeds, and he receives in return the bad deeds of the person that he spoke about. That is the Chofetz Chaim. Now, until now that we finished this perek, the Chofetz Chaim has spoken about until now. If we make a review, he said many pshatim. The Chofetz Chaim, because until now, he now finished this part of the Sefer. If we make a quick review, Chofetz Chaim was dealing with a question. Why is David HaMelech, what David HaMelech said, wanted to give an eitzah to Klal Yisrael? He said, "Netzor l'shoyn chamerotz v'secha medaber mirma." There's so mia isha chafetz chayim. Who wants a good life? Who doesn't want bad to happen to him? Don't say lashon hara. Chafetz chayim had a kasha. There's so many mitzvahs, 613. Why is lashon hara the one that's so important? So the Chofetz Chaim said, he said four pshatim. We'll talk about, You said four major pshatim, one in the Hakdama and three in the beginning of the Sefer. But we'll do the three he said recently. The first pshat he said was that really it's true. All the mitzvahs are important. He was just trying, the Chafetz Chaim was able to cover all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lechavero by telling you not to speak bad about someone. Because usually if you're someone who's not speaking bad about someone, then you're also not going to pickpocket him. And you're not going to steal from him. And you're not going to do other terrible things to him. So if I could get you to keep Lashon Hara, that's my safest bet that you'll keep all of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. And then David HaMelech continues, Shur Merav Asetoyev, that's talking about Ben Adam Lamakoyim. So David HaMelech was really telling us, keep all of Ben Adam Lechavero and Ben Adam Lamakoyim. Just the best idea of how to work on Ben Adam Lechaveroi is by working on speaking bad about a person. Then normally, if you start from there, you'll that's where we're usually where we fall in Ben Adam Lechavero. The second pshat of the Chafetz Chaim was a very, very important yesoid of the Chafetz Chaim. That is the Yetzirah, the Satan is the prosecutor in Shemayim, but until we speak Lashon Hara down here, the Yetzirah is not able to prosecute in Shemayim. He's waiting to enter the courtroom, but he needs them to open the door. And Mida Kenegan Mida, if we don't speak Lashon Hara about each other down here, the Yetzirah cannot get into the courtroom to speak and to start prosecuting us. Only once we speak Lashon Hara, that gives Mida Kenegan Mida, that gives the Koyach to the Yetzirah to go in. So says the David HaMelech, don't speak bad. Don't speak bad, because as long as you don't speak bad, even if we have all these terrible things that all of Klal Yisrael is doing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish us. It's a mind-boggling thing. It's an unbelievable chiddush that the Chafetz, he brings it from a Zohar. It's not, he brings it from the Zohar and Midrashim, the Chafetz Chaim. And that's how he explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a stira in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we were doing killing and arayis and avodah zarah. But then the Gemara says we were very medactic with each other. No one looked over what other people did to them. Everything was according to the din mamish. So says the Chafetz Chaim, because everything's mida kenegan mida. If we would have overlooked each other, okay, you know, you scratched my car, okay, I'll overlook it. Okay, you owe me money, I'll give you another week. If we would have overlooked each other's bad deeds, mida kenegan mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have overlooked our bad deeds. But once we took everyone to Beis Din and we said, well, this is the halacha, this is what you have to do, so then, Mida Kenegan Mida, that's how Hashem treated us. That's a very big concept in many places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works Mida Kenegan Mida. And finally, the last pshat of why Lashon Hara is so important is what the Chafetz Chaim just said right now. Because it's an incredibly scary thing. A person could theoretically leave this world if he's someone who's a Baal Lashon Hara, constantly talking bad about a person. Says the Chafetz Chaim, he'll come up to Shemayim and he'll be like, hey, where's all my good deeds? Where's everything? Where's all my learning? Where's all my mitzvahs? So where are all my good deeds? And what are all these averas? I didn't do that. I didn't talk during davening. Yeah, but you spoke about him. You spoke about the guy that talked during davening. And that is the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, Rabbi Isai? That's the Chafetz Chaim for today. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're starting Perek Dalid. And we'll see you guys, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.